Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, DJ TJ. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show. We have a great show lined up for you guys. We have an exclusive interview with the Ebony's. The Ebony's is a 70s group that brought the soulful Philadelphia sound to the nation. And they're going to go ahead and let you guys in on their projects and let you know what's going on with them. They also have a song that I'm going to go ahead and start the show off with. It's entitled For the Reason Why.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
I'm a happy guy.
Baby,
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, DJ TJ, and that was Love Section. And I want you guys to know it is that time for us to have our exclusive interview, just like I promised you guys. The interview is going to be with the Ebonys. So I want to just say thank you to the Ebonys for being on the show on today. Hey, guys, how you doing on today?
Great. How you doing?
Well,
how you doing?
I am doing great. I just want to thank you guys for being on the show on today.
Thank you for having
me.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, for you guys that don't know who this is, I'm going to go ahead and let Smoke tell you guys a little bit about the Ebonys.
Well, we are, as you know, an East Coast group, 70s mainly. We hit the airwaves in the 70s with biggest thing was You're the Reason Why. And I'm sure some of you have had quite experiences with that one. Also, a song called Forever. The song, we have the distinction of having the first hit, or biggest hits on Philly International, which is a label we like to just beat a chest about. The songs were written by Gamblin' Huff. And, that was back in, I guess you could say back in the 60s, the being coming straight out of high school, the group made quite a splash. And we kind of went for about 10 years pretty strong. The Ebonys went kind of strong for about 10 years, straight out of Camden, really, with the leader, his name was David Beasley. And after a few hits during that 10-year period, things went south a little bit, and the group broke up. We really revitalized the group back in 1996, and David and I put the group back together, and that was what we call the rebirth of the Ebonys. We're proud to say that we think we've had some of the strongest love ballads out there that's ever been out there. And at this time, we're doing something new. We're starting our album. The first release that we had is called What Did You Do Today? And that's out now. And you can go to our website and check out some of the things we're doing. That's www.theebonys.com. So that's theebonys.com. And check us out. All the information you need. You can see where we're playing and what we're doing, and little personal things about us too. And I'd like to say it's a blessing for me and for the rest of the guys, which they will introduce themselves pretty soon, to be able to talk with your listening audience. And we're looking forward to maybe someone picking up on the fact that they need to bring us out that way.
Right, right. Well, like you guys heard, he said that they do have, the rebirth of the group. So I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves to you as well at this time.
All right. My name is Geneva Wilkes.
My name is Ray Kennebrew.
I'm Ken Chaney. And you are the reason. So I'm the first tenor. So
I was gonna hit a little bit of soprano in there, but I said
Well, when I started the show, I did play that song, You're the Reason. So I kind of wanted to get an idea, and I'm sure the listeners want to know as well, what was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, really, I guess you could say the story is in the minds of Gamblin' Huff, because they're the ones that really wrote the song. Don't know what they were thinking about, but they like the projection.
You don't know?
Of the Ebonys. Well, we know you're the reason why. That sends a message out to everybody kind of individually of coming from one person to another. It's about love, being in love, and letting that individual, that special person, know that you're the reason why.
Because
right.
Every time I see you, every time I see you, you know.
I wanted to ask Geneva, what would you say has been your inspiration and led you to pursuing music?
Doing what? I'm sorry.
To pursue music. What was your inspiration?
I grew up with a lot of Natalie Cole, and that was my inspiration. I actually admired her way back when. I played a lot of the B-side songs of hers, so she was a lot of inspiration in terms of me actually singing, and my parents motivating me and getting up in front of their guests and performing in front of them when they had company, when they had parties. I was always out there, you know, entertaining.
Right.
Now,
right.
TJ, you got the Neva. We call her Neva. And female in the group. We've had several females since Jennifer was in. Jennifer Holmes was the original female vocalist in the group.
Uh-huh.
Geneva came in and replaced a few that came in between. So, and she's only been in the group for what, Geneva, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, I think it's about a year.
So, you know, if she doesn't have a whole lot to say, it's not because she can't sing, that's for sure.
but she's the baby.
I'm still new, right.
She is the baby of the group, so that's why she says,
she's the baby
know.
In the group.
Right. Well, I guess, Geneva, what would you say you've experienced working with the guys since you're, you know, new to the group and considered the baby of the group?
Yes, I love these guys. They're my teachers. They help me out with a whole lot of things like harmonies and being on point. And they come with a whole lot of history, and I appreciate them and showing me, you know, the ropes and just being a part of the Ebony's. I love it.
Right. Right. Well, I wanted to ask, Ray, what would you say your role has been in the Ebony as far as with your music, your melody, and your style?
Well, being in the Ebony, like Geneva said, is something special for me. I'm also fairly new to the group, and I can recall back in the day listening to the guys that were the original Ebony's and saying, hey, man, those guys are great. And for me at this point to be a part of that is truly something special. I mean, for a good part of my life, I was always a vocalist. My father was a vocalist. He was the opening act for Jackie Wilson, and he had his own group. So I would come on from junior high school, and they would be down in the basement rehearsing, and that it always mesmerized me. So for me, I mean, this is just a dream come true.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask Ken, if there's a listener out there and they're wanting to pursue music and get in the entertainment industry, what would you say to that listener based on your experience being in the music industry and being a part of the Ebony?
Well, first of all, you have to be talented. That's the one thing. And you have to know that. You have to know that you're good enough. You can't let anybody push you aside. You have to pursue it with all your heart and persevere, because there are going to be plenty of times when people tell you, oh, you know, you're not good enough, or maybe you should try something else. But you have to know in your heart that that's what you want to do, and that's what you're going to do for your life. And for me, it started for me when I was really young. I had a lot of people. I ran into a lot of people. I had a lot of crazy experiences. I sang with Duke Ellington when I was 13 years old. So plus, I I'm not one of the babies of the group. I grew up. What are you laughing at, Bill?
Showing your age is a smoke.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Because you know what? Like I tell people, you have to know that you're good and know what your talent is in every phase of your life. I think I know I'm still good at what I do, and I love to show it, and people always respond to it. So I know I'm doing something right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so I love it. You know, I grew up, I'm not one of the original members of the Ebony's either, but I grew up at the same time as the Ebony's, and it's just a pleasure to be able to come in and fill the spot and carry the legacy on. So I'm
right.
Having the ball.
Well, that's great. Well, I wanted to get ready to play the song When the Love Is. So I wanted Smoke to go ahead and introduce that song, and once we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that song.
Ken, why don't you introduce the song? You talking about When the Love Is Gone?
When the Love Is Gone? Oh, wow. I didn't expect this. This is one of the newer, to me, one of the prettiest songs, and I think it follows into the legacy of the Ebony. So, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoy it. When the Love Is Gone. Take it away.
Tipping around is scared to say what's really in your heart. Hiding your feelings, passing the day, when deep inside is tearing you apart. Don't know what to do, don't know what to say. Bye.
TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, TJ, and we are joined with the Ebonies. And the song you just heard was entitled When the Love is Gone. I wanted you, Smoke, to one more time give the listeners your website and your social media information.
Absolutely, absolutely. The website is www.theebonies.com. So that's theebonys.com. And you know, that's our original website. And I just want to let the listening audience know that song that you just heard, that was on a previous album, because we did release another album between the time that you guys were missing us. We did an album back in 2003, and that came off of that album. Now we're getting ready to come out with something else.
And I know you said you guys have some upcoming events, so I wanted you to go ahead and share that with the listeners as well.
Oh, okay. For Halloween, if you guys want to do anything, fly on in. We're going to be doing a Halloween party in Washington, D.C. at a place called The Chateau. And let me see. I think right now we're going to next year. We plan on being in Baltimore on the 9th. In New York on the 30th of January of 2016. And I want to give you the Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/theoriginalebonies. But I think you can pick all of that up if you go on the website. Yeah, that's basically what we're doing. We're really busy creating. We're in the studio, and which we're blessed to have one of the members own the studio, and that's Ken. And Ken, you can say a little bit about that if you wish.
I've got a place where we can sit and collaborate.
Create.
And create and put it together and get it ready for pre-mastering. Hopefully, if everything goes right, a few of the things you're going to hear, you know, I've written and passed it on to these guys, and I think we're going to be able to come up with some great productions that the listening audience is going to enjoy. We've got some other producers that are involved. And hold on to your hats, all I got to say, because we're coming back.
We've been blessed because we have people now interested in record companies interested in signing us. So
wow.
We're pretty hot right now, and we're being blessed. And, you know, we're taking it all in stride. And that's one of the things that you artists have to learn how to do. Do your business, take care of your business the right way, keep your head to the sky, and know where your blessings are coming from.
And I'm glad that you shared that because, you know, a lot of artists, they think, you know, you just get in the studio, you get it on the radio, and that's it. But you guys have, you know, I mean, like you said, rebirthed the group. And so I'm excited to see what you guys are doing. And I wanted to just ask, my last question would be, what do you want the legacy to be for the group and why?
You want me to answer that? This is Smoke. Again. I think if people tune in to from the beginning with the love ballads, even, you know, and the meaningful things that came out of talking about love for an individual or individuals, you can see it in the songs. You can see the passion in the songs, starting from the 60s all the way up to where we have evolved right now. And the way we write songs now is about being positive. And the first song that we put out is called What Did You Do Today? And that is about asking people to stand up, do something every day positive to try to make somebody else's life a little better. So I guess our legacy would be to understand that we respect all the way, everybody that was involved from the from the 60s all the way up to now, everybody we think we want our legacy to be, everybody put their heart and soul into it, and that it was something positive, and that the Ebonies are a special group. And I think we've been blessed because we were out of the picture for a minute there, for like 10 years. Nobody knew what the Ebonies were. And we're back, and we're blessed to be back. And if everybody just remember, you know, we're about doing something positive for everybody. And don't hesitate to talk to us through our website or whatever you need to do.
Well, you guys heard it first from the Ebonies. I am just thankful that you guys came on the show, shared your inspiration to the listeners. Listeners, we're about to get ready to hear a song. It's entitled Forever.
Oh,
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, DJ TJ, and you are listening to Faces of Success Radio. That song was entitled It's Forever by the Ebonys. Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the show. We had a great time with the Ebonys. And for more information about them as well as their upcoming events, you can go to theebonys.com. That's TheEbonys.com. Well, thank you for tuning in. I want you guys to have a great, wonderful, and blessed night.